For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. On Tuesday, FedEx announced that one of its subsidiary companies, FedEx Logistics, would be relocating its headquarters to downtown Memphis. It will occupy the former guitar factory owned by Gibson. On the same day, the landlord of that building, a New York real estate firm called Samara Road, revealed its plan for a big new development next door to the old Gibson in what is currently a parking lot. Here to talk about this development is Commercial Appeal logistics reporter Max Garland. Max, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Max, first of all, this is really just a crosstown move for the company from East Memphis to downtown. Why are they doing this?
Well, Richard Smith, who heads FedEx Logistics, really the core of this move, he said the company really wanted to move downtown because millennials and Gen Zers entering the workforce, they want to work downtown, they want to live downtown, embrace the lifestyle of Richard Smith. He painted this picture of people riding on bird scooters into work and taking in a Grizzlies game after work, and helicopters above can see FedEx Logistics and FedEx Forum right next to each other. So attracting that new young workforce, that is what Richard Smith and FedEx Logistics executives say they want.
Governor Bill Lee came to Memphis for this announcement, marketing this as a jobs and economic development story. What are the numbers on this?
Well, they say they will bring in roughly 680 jobs to downtown Memphis. Now, about half of those are currently at their East Memphis headquarters, and the remainder of that amount, the other half, will be coming in from elsewhere. So a lot of this is about consolidating their current operations that are scattered out to create a true headquarters.
And there are already about 3,000 logistics jobs in the city of Memphis. These are kind of high-end, high-wage jobs, right?
According to one of the incentive applications FedEx Logistics filed, these are jobs in the $80,000 a year salary range. So these are probably college degree jobs for distinguishing how to have packages clear through customs or across borders, you know, those types of jobs.
So just next door to this future logistics headquarters, developers are planning an 8-story office building. It'll have a hotel, restaurants, stores. They're calling this project the Clipper. Max, how are these things related?
So Samara Road does own the Gibson Guitar building, and the company says essentially it's seeing more demand for good office space downtown as all these companies come in. It seems like it fell in line with the FedEx announcement because they rolled out this announcement just a couple hours after FedEx Logistics made their big splashy announcement. And they're saying that, yes, because of FedEx Logistics' big move and along with other downtown momentum, as officials are calling it, this is why it makes sense to build this massive new office space.
We did learn that some taxpayer-funded incentives are being talked about. Max, FedEx is a Fortune 500 company already based in Memphis. What are people saying about tax breaks for big companies already here deciding to move downtown?
Well, the timing for asking for these tax breaks is kind of tricky because Electrolux just recently announced it was going to move out of Memphis. That was a company that had roughly 180, 188 million in incentives around that range. So there was a lot to bring them in, but then they shipped out just a few years later. So as that's going on, now FedEx Logistics is asking for these incentives. And there are a lot of people saying, well, why does this big company need that, as you alluded to? At the same time, a lot of companies like FedEx Logistics, their argument is that other places are going to try to attract us with these incentives. So this is kind of a game that everyone needs to be in on.
Max Garland is logistics reporter for the Commercial Appeal. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WKNO News.